Good evening and welcome to the KILI Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian Charging Cloud, and I'll let my partner introduce himself.
Okay. Good evening. My name is AJ, and thanks for having me back again, Brian.
Yeah, good to have you here. It's good to have two people here. Yeah, and that's because we can tell your side and my side. And before we start, I want to say that I want to thank Lloyd for opening the door for us and his welcome and opening the doors to Kili Radio to do this storytelling hour. And during this hour, I always have two words, and that's persevere and commitment. And then it's going to be bilingual. I'll speak some Lakota, and then we're going to speak English too. So welcome, and if you're traveling home to your homes right now, maybe Byron is on his way to Rapid City, and maybe he's listening in. I don't know, but if you are listening, have a good trip and have a good evening. And spring is here. It is about 50 to 60 degrees up here. I hope we don't hear that word snow anymore. But I think I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, on the way up, actually, Lloyd talked about it.
But and then it was good to also, I was listening to James and his crew up here on this land. I forget what they call it, land buyback thing for the Algonquin Sioux tribe, and I think this is the only tribe that's doing that right now.
It started here.
Yeah, it's starting here.
I read in the paper that just recently 16,000 offers went out. Was it last week? It's pretty awesome.
Very interesting, and it's something that it'll be good for the tribe in the future. Hopefully everything goes well. I really don't understand it, but I hope everything goes well.
There you go.
Okay. This week, we haven't been up here for a while. I'm not going to say that we didn't come here for a long time. We always come. I mean, I'm really glad that Kili Radio is letting us come up here during this time from 5 to 6 to have a discussion on education, and then we always tell a story, and we do have one this evening. And then I always talk about the Lakota language, and we are going to do that again this evening. So tonight I'm going to say, maybe he gave up on me, but Tony in Pine Ridge, I forget his name now, it's been a while. Tom, if you are listening, have a good evening. And also to Charlie up in Martin. Martin is Barjola Otwahe. That's the Lakota name. Barjola is like a little rock or mountain, butte. So if you're listening, have a good evening. And also to the listeners in Rapid City. This station, KILI 90.1, up here on Porcupine Butte, and then also at 88.7 in Rapid City, and kiliradio.org on the internet. So what did you do this week? Did you get ready for the test? Or?
Yeah, down at Wounded Knee and all across the state and, I guess, country, kids have started the Smarter Balance Test, which is the new standardized exam in South Dakota. So we started that today, and that'll run for the next few weeks. May is coming quick, so we're on the home stretch of the school year here. But we're trying to keep the kids focused and excited about it and work hard towards it.
Yeah, so it seems like we just started, And now, if you really look forward, there's only one of the students said there's only 30 some days classes.
36 days of class. Yeah. They counted it out for me yesterday.
That's going pretty fast. And this is why. The teachers, like you're a teacher, and this is 9 weeks goes fast, but then these children learn something, even though sometimes on a daily school day, sometimes we say inila kayo or anarop tayo. Inila means quiet, anarop means to listen. Don't run, walk, all this goes on, but then in the meantime, children absorb. Children are, they're going to remember you. Like right now, I bet you that you remember your principal or superintendent and your teacher, right, or your coach. And these children will do that too. Oh yes, AJ said this back in 2014. And things will change. Every day we change. Like I was reading, I'm always doing something on the language, and every day, as we change, sometimes this language changes too. But we'll talk about that later. And we plan on going to Horny Peak, and it's called a sacred site visit. But we'll touch on that too. But first, let's not forget the Wounded Knee District School, and hopefully somebody's listening down there. There are things going on, but this week, this is Wednesday now. And tomorrow, I don't think there's really much going on.
Yeah, other than smarter balance testing again.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been a couple weeks since we've been here. Over the past couple weeks, the CNB boys basketball teams finished up their seasons. We're real proud of them. They worked hard all season. Next week, the A team has their tournament. Mm-hmm. What else do we have going on? This Friday, which is pretty exciting, we have the lock-in at Wounded Knee District School. And that's for the middle school kids and I believe fourth and fifth. The younger kids don't stay all night, but the middle schoolers stay through the night. They have fun activities, all sorts of movies, games, educational stuff. It's a nice, safe environment for everyone to get involved, for them to do on a Friday night.
Did you go last time?
The last lock-in? No, I wasn't at the last lock-in.
Okay. And then when they have this lock-in, Betty's Kitchen, they provide the meal?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good meal. I might even go just to have a meal. and then if you stay beyond till 10 o'clock, don't you get a stipend if you help?
Yeah, some of the teachers are getting a stipend. But I mean, the focus of it's great to have the kids to have something to do on Friday night, productive, safe environment for them. It's kind of a neat thing. They have professional posters around the school, the movies they're showing, the activities. Actually, the last lock-in we had a few weeks ago in school, kind of getting ready for this big, long testing season, and that was a lot of fun. The kids had different activities through the day, and we've set up a nice student lounge, which is really nice. The kids love that. They buy time with good behavior and working hard towards their schoolwork. So on Friday afternoons, they can buy time to hang out in the lounge and computer games, and they got an Xbox in there, so it's kind of the cool little hangout for doing a good job.
And before we forget, we need to thank Alice. I think she made this all possible. And I was talking to we have a visitor that came in yesterday. She's been teaching for 21 years, and I think it's all in the little kids.
She's a kindergarten teacher.
Kindergarten teacher, yeah. And she heard about this lock-in, and she mentioned something, and that's really important. And that's when you have a lock-in like that, and you have the children, the students stay. You're actually reinforcing their learning, and at the same time, you're actually doing parental involvement and the community involvement, and everybody is involved in this, and that's really important. Mm-hmm. We always say that, not only in what you're teaching, but also for the Lakota language too. I always say that. Not one person cannot save the Lakota language. It takes all of you. All you Lakota speakers out there listening, it's going to take all of us to really make this language strong. So that lock-in is good.
Yeah, it's great.
Good reinforcement.
Yeah, in the past they've done cultural activities, Lakota foods, games, activities. I believe they set up hand games last time, which is it's fun. It's it's good experience for the kids.
And how long do they stay? Like that starts Friday evening,
right after
school. And
then
at 10 o'clock, the middle school will leave.
The middle school stays, but the younger kids.
The younger kids will leave at 10.
Might be a little earlier than that. Yeah. Okay.
Then after that, just the middle school will stay.
Mm-hmm. And they have activities through the night. I believe that the chaperones there tried to get some sleep and get everyone down, but a lot of times they're up to some fairly decent hours.
You can do it, but I can't do it. I have to be sleeping at 10:30. If I don't sleep the next day, I am all
cranky.
Cranky, and it's bad. So I don't think I'll be there after 10 o'clock. But it is important, and I'm really glad that like when you're young like this, then you can stay up and probably go to Rapid City the next morning, 8
Maybe.
O'clock.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah. So, and is there anything else going on next week?
Next week, I know the 2nd and 3rd of April is the A-team basketball tournament for middle school.
Oh.
So that's pretty exciting. Other than that, I'm really excited for us to go to Harney Peak on Friday.
Yes. Okay. Harney Peak is it's an annual visit that the Lakota people do, and it's and we call them sacred sites. And in the Black Hills, we have Harney Peak. We call that in Lakota Hihankaha, and then the other one is Berbute Matopaha, and then we have Devil's Tower, Tehehota or Matotipila, and then we have Peshla. It's the center of the Black Hills. So there's four of them. And this one, before I left, or last week, I was reading this this article. On it comes from the Tribal College Journal, and this was date on this was 1994, April 15th. But they had a discussion on spirituality, and in there they mentioned that all people, like the Lakota people, when you have we are spiritual people. Everybody, all walks of life are spiritual. And for us Lakota, we have these, we call them sacred places, are important to people because they go there to pray for strength, and they take offerings. And it's a way of life. And it's something that, like, we all do. And then also, it's in this little article, it says that spirituality is a major part of their culture. That means the Lakota people. And part of their everyday life. And if you do not have this way of life, then you forget who you are. And then, so that's why we always say that we tell our children in the Lakota way that always remember who you are and where you come from. And all of us, like you too, you will remember where you came from and who you are. That we always remember it. And you do have sacred places too. And you don't call it sacred, but you do have places that you go to. Everybody have some kind of religion or a higher power. Everybody. Mm. And it's just a way of life and a way to get well. Mm. So that's what we do. And to take this group of, I think we're taking 6th and 7th and 8th graders, mm-hmm. and we will tell them why we're going over there, and then they can see it, they can actually go up there, look at it, and hopefully they will remember it and carry that on. And this year, I think you and I talked about maybe even going to Devil's Tower. We have never been there, but then I checked the mileage on the computer. Was it that MapQuest? And you can leave at, actually you can leave at after breakfast, be there at 12 or 11, visit for a little bit, 2 hours, and then come back and eat at somewhere in Rapid City, and then come back over here.
Before, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So
never been there myself.
Yeah.
Either.
So so Friday we'll go to Harney Peak, and if we can, if our principal approves it, then we will go ahead for Devil's Tower maybe middle of April, and then maybe we can do one more too, and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
But the other thing we want to do too is we need to take those fifth graders somewhere too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do have class trips, all of them.
Right.
They will go somewhere.
It's really nice to go to the sacred site.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the cultural aspect is not something they get all day, every day. So to bring them and see them, experience them firsthand is really great.
Yep. Okay, now. This is KILI Storytelling Hour, and there's people listening all over this. I know we have a list. Sometimes we have someone listening in Berlin, and she always emails or something, and she listens to it every day.
That's pretty cool.
So, someone listening in Michigan, his name is Dennis. And so there's people listening. So we'd like to do a story for them. And today, this evening, we have this story. And I don't have this one in Lakota, but it's all in English. And I know AJ is a good reader. And so I'm going to ask him if he can read this. And then we will talk about it. There's some words in there, and there's some thoughts in there that maybe we can have a discussion on after you're done.
Right. Tonight's story is called Walking the Circle. Kahomini, the circle, is prominent in Lakota life and is used practically and symbolically because it is part of the reality of the physical environment. Toss a stone into a pond, and waves flow out from the center in growing circles. Falling leaves in autumn often spin in circle before it lands. The sun and the moon are circular, and from our perspective, they move in circles. The most powerful force on the plains, the tornado, moves in a circle. Life itself moves in cycles, or circles. Our annual calendar is a circle of 13 months or moons, because it's based on the cycles of the moon. There are the four seasons that obviously cycle continuously. And the life cycle for all beings is birth, childhood, adulthood, and old age. A sweat lodge is a simple circular structure that, according to the author, symbolizes Lakota spiritual beliefs and traditions as well as life itself. Perhaps the most practical application of the circle was in the design of dwellings. A circular floor plan goes back a long way, so far, in fact, that no one can remember when the design was first used. When our ancestors lived on the plains, they favored conical, hide-covered dwellings. Both could withstand high winds and were relatively easy to erect and take down, and they were built from readily available materials. The conical dwellings, or tipi, which means they live there, was portable as well. Living in either type of dwelling was a constant reminder for the inhabitants that flowed in a circle and that they were unalterably connected to everything that was a part of it. So, the design was based on practical as well as spiritual needs. When our ancestors moved out onto the plains, their conical dwellings were arranged in a circular encampment. A typical encampment or village was small, usually 20 to 40 families in roughly that many dwellings. When space and topography of a chosen site allowed, a small village would be arranged in a singular, circular row of dwellings. The larger villages would have double or triple rows of dwellings. Because each individual dwelling faced its door to the east, the entrance to the village was also to the east. East-facing teepee doors and village entrances were both practical and spiritual. Prevailing winds, especially in autumn and winter, came from the west and northwest, so the door needed to be on the sheltered or lee side of the dwelling. An eastward view was also a greeting to the new sun each day, thereby acknowledging the continuous cycle of life. One of the most popular designs seen on Lakota art or cultural artifacts is the medicine wheel. The Lakota word for it is the kongleshka, spotted wood. This literal description is from the four colors painted on the wheel, or hoop, which is made of wood. The shape and the colors used represent the power of life, hence the translated term medicine wheel. Having pejuta, or medicine, can mean possessing a certain power or ability. The medicine wheel is circular with a balanced cross of two intersecting lines in its center. The ends of the lines connect with the wheel at four points. The circle represents life, and the two intersecting lines represent the two roads in life, the good road, usually painted in red, and the bad road, usually painted in black. The good road is also referred to as the red road. It is the most difficult to travel. The bad road, the black, is wide, easy way to go. There are the two basic choices in life, and we choose one in every situation, the good or the bad. The four sacred colors of red, yellow, black, and white are included in the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel incorporates another important symbol in Lakota tradition and spirituality, the number four. Like the circle, the number four represents certain realities in life. There are the four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and autumn, the four directions, east, south, west and north, and the four basic elements of life, earth, wind or air, fire, and water. As a symbol or artifact, the medicine wheel can be found in two- or three-dimensional Lakota art, and in the art of many other tribes as well. It is a sacred or holy symbol for traditional Lakota people, the way the cross is for Christians and the Star of David is for Jews. The greatest principle the circle symbolizes is the equality that applies to all forms of life. In other words, no one form of life is greater or lesser than any other form. We are different from one another, certainly, but different is not defined as greater than or less than. We all share a common journey. The Maka Wachoni, or life on earth, in English, the circle of life. This is a much broader scope than the Judeo-Christian ideology that man has dominion over other life forms. The concept that all life is equal doesn't necessarily circumvent the food chain viewpoint, wherein living things are either prey or predator. Those who are eaten, those who do the eating. The smaller, weaker, and slower are killed by the bigger, stronger, and faster. Undeniably, that is the way of the natural world functions. The survival of the fittest and the strongest, some call it. But whether we are prey or predator, weak or strong, we are all part of a larger community, the largest of all, the circle of life. There is a reality that makes the mole equal to the bear, a reality that connects us all whether we walk, fly, crawl, swim, or grow roots. We are all born and we all die. This is such a simple and quiet reality that we humans allow our arrogance to obscure it and our ignorance to deny it. No matter who and what we are born, more or less fulfill our purpose or destiny, and then we die. The most powerful creature on earth cannot cheat death. So in that sense, the biggest, the swiftest, the most intelligent is no more powerful than the lowliest. In the end, the earth will claim us all. From The Lakota Way by Joseph M. Marshall III.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did you read that book? I think I asked you that before.
I've read parts of it. I have not completed it yet.
That's where I got that information. I think that's like a lot. I don't know how many times I talk about that. There's a wheel, and then tell the class that. Like you said, the black road is the easiest to take. But if we stay on that red road, then good things will happen. And it's and then you have those colors, and then inside that wheel, actually, you can have a whole story, tell a whole story. So, and then that last part of it where. Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
I think I'll be the bear. So I can no?
Yeah, you don't want to be the mole?
No.
But it puts it into good perspective.
Yeah.
In the end, the earth will acclaim us all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you're here on this earth, do the best. Walk that red road. Do everything that you want to do in a good way. Help people and work together, and everything will be okay.
In the end.
In the end. Yeah. Okay. So that is our story for today. Okay, and then the Lakota language. The other day, AJ and I, during a meeting, we didn't have really good listening, okay? And you know, listening is another thing. That's a how do you listen? Or like when you listen, do you? Like, if I'm there talking, do you look at me, or do you put your head down and listen through your ears or your heart?
I try and listen with all my senses, I guess.
All the senses, yeah. Okay. Now, in the Lakota, you know, we hear, I hear that a long time ago, or maybe we still do that. When someone talks, we put our head down. So then you're not using your eyes. That's one of the sensors. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're just using your ears. Maybe your heart. And you, but you're not going to see the if that person is making pointing and gestures. You're not going to see those. So anyway, the other day we the listening part of it was not really good. So the next day we put that Lakota language, and we did this before. We wanted them to listen and do something. And then what I did was I told them about what this Lakota language is going through right now. And before I get into that, just before I left, I talked to this gentleman, and he is from a different tribe. He's a Northern Cheyenne, and then I was talking to him, and he said, "Okay, there's that story was in the newspaper." So I read that, and then from there, I said, I know him, so I called, and we didn't talk about this article, but then we talked about the language, because he is into language too. And he said where he is, there's 10,000 people. He's actually running I think it's called the Chief Dollknife College. Like here we have a lot of Lakota College. And he said, we have 10,000 people here. And we have 400 to 500 speakers right now that can converse, conversational. And the majority of the speakers are over 50 years old. So when that happens, if people don't work together and do a lot of there's a lot of methodologies that you can use to maybe really work on the younger people, so that that language will survive, or you know, it'll get stronger. Mm-hmm. So so that's what they're doing. They want to do that, because right now it's looking like. And whenever we talk about the language, we don't want to use some words. The words are like, one of them is die, dying, die. One of them is extinct. And when we wrote these articles the other day, when I wanted them to really think about this language in the Lakota class, I guess. And we always talk about it is the language. But a lot of these writings, they are interested. They want to speak Lakota. They want to speak Lakota because they want to have their children hear Lakota, and they want to have that generation have Lakota language too. But then they use like which is okay, because. Like this one here says that I want to speak Lakota, and then they will say so that it won't die, or if I don't speak Lakota, then our language will be extinct. And then you go back to this article on the spirituality. If this language. See, I'll forget my language, and I'll like speak as the English language. Then, my Lakota culture is not going to be there. I won't have that culture no more. So that is why we always say that you need to at least have like try to be. Conversational, or try to learn as much as you can, so that you can say good morning. Right now, we're saying good morning, good night. How are you? Good day. Things like that. And then maybe 10 years ago, we were saying colors like, and I don't know about that, but you hear that too. Mm-hmm. like 10 years ago, maybe we're seeing Wanchino Bayamani, or Zisha, Afska, Mantho, which is a bear, Shunka, dog, like that. So, but right now, they are doing sentences or thoughts, which is, you know, it's looking, at least we're doing that right now. Shouldn't say at least, but we're doing that now. So it's, but I was really, what they did here was, it makes us happy that they did this. So that before, like, especially these eighth graders, we want them to leave when they leave district school with that much language, so that if they go on, when they go on, we don't know where they're going to. It could be Pine Ridge, it could be Kyle, it could be Red Cloud, it could be Crazy Horse, it could be Stevens, Rapid City Central, somewhere. And rather, when you get into high school, we don't know if they're going to get Lakota every day like they do here in at the Wendy District School. We don't know that. And hopefully they do.
Yeah.
And hopefully that they will continue. And the other one that that we always say is that for the Lakota speakers, if they can just talk everywhere they go, if they can speak this language, then that's part of the one of the word methodology again. So if I sit here and talk Lakota every day and you're here just listening to me, like you said some Lakota words like that, Changalishna and that Mukha, like that, you're going to pick up those sounds too, like that, like that, the way we make those
starting to
I
gotta
see,
wait.
So so when I sit here and talk every day with someone, and you're gonna be sitting there listening, you're gonna pick up, and that same way with this children. But right now we're doing what is it, that direct teaching, and it's, you know, it's okay, but then sometimes that's not really we need to change sometimes, do something else. Maybe it's just like teaching adults, maybe college students. You can stand there and talk to them, but we're dealing with how old are they? 12?
Yeah, middle schoolers.
Yeah, so they're not going to sit there and listen every day for 30 minutes.
Yeah, but they. The other day we had them write why they want to learn Lakota, what's important about learning Lakota, and they wrote some really great things.
Yeah.
Maybe you could share a couple things that they
wonder if they wrote we can down. Read this. It'd be all right if we read them, right? One. Just maybe one.
Yeah, just pick out maybe a couple
here.
Sentences.
Pick out a sentence, see what that one says.
I mean, if for nothing else, I want to speak Lakota because I want to know what the Lakota teachers are talking about. That's but in truth, let's see, what she wrote here. I really want to learn our culture. What if they're talking about us? I really want to understand my culture. And I want something to show that I'm Lakota. That's a big one.
Yeah,
I'm really proud of her for writing that.
Yeah.
You kind of talked about that the other day with the students, that you say, you're Lakota, speak to me, show me your culture. Mm-hmm. And let's see, what else did she write here? When I get older, I might have kids, and I want them to know where they came from, what their culture is. So I want to learn to teach. Yeah, that's great things. A lot of the kids, when we gave them this assignment, they got quiet and they got into it, and they really do, not every day in the moment see the importance, but I think they truly understand that the urgency to it.
Yeah. This one here, This one here, this young lady, she and you can tell that they come from like a family that they hear Lakota.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one here says that, that if you don't speak, then your culture is not going to be strong. And also you're going to lose your ways, your way of life. Like we're doing spirituality, sacred site visit, or any kind of, like these dancing hand games, things like this. And in there they have, if they can just use that, those Lakota words, then those are all Lakota games.
Mm.
So that's really important. So I'm really glad that these students did what they did. And, but you know what? the younger ones are more like, it must be easier, like the way when we go to the younger, like the second graders and the third graders, they learn more than the upper grades. And they will get up and actually introduce themselves, and they use all the words. And they will go on, like they'll piece 10 sentences together. So that means that, but maybe they're, is it memorization? Some, like maybe that's.
This one is really excellent. Can I read this from a young lady in the middle school? I should learn my culture because this is probably what my ancestors want, and for the future, for other kids. Lakota is not just something is given, it is what is earned. Lakota is beauty. Hope and pride to others is just a joke, but there are hundreds that are proud to be Lakota. Lakota is in our hearts. I'll spare her name so she doesn't feel embarrassed. I am 13 years old and I am proud to be Lakota. I am proud to stand for my native nation. I hope to find out all my Lakota language. Be strong to be who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's absolutely great to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's and also that time we took them to make tobacco.
Yeah, that was excellent.
And that was really,
I saw that.
Yeah, they were really. Actually, I learned something too from there. Like, and I think we all did.
Yeah.
Like where to look, how to actually get the part that you used.
So we took all the kids.
Yeah.
To a spot to collect the tobacco, the chanchasha.
The red dogwood.
Yeah, the red dogwood.
Yeah.
And then we brought it back to school. We were able to use the inner bark and make it, and now it's drying. And it was great to do the process. And
it's already dry, so we actually put some in a plastic bag, and they gave it to their principal, Alice.
Yeah.
So she will use that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's good. And not too many people. It's probably like you don't hear, maybe you don't tell anybody, but then people get their, like every year there's getting back to that circle again. There's certain times when you do this, and you do this before the you hear the thunder beings.
Yeah,
and that's all part of this way of life. So next time they do this will be around late fall, around in their area, November, December, January, right in that area. And that's how they make them. Now you've seen the staff,
yeah,
that they carry when they go to these Wachipi. Those are also done. Those are also made like that. The they use I think it's cherry.
Okay.
Cherry or cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like a ash. And then they get it in the, during that period, too. I think we told that story. And then they dry it, and then they use that. So it's all part of this life.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, they're learning a lot of little things like that. And I'm glad you're learning that, too, because you will see how people do things here, this culture.
Yeah.
And the other cultures do. It's good to look at every, like, visit
understand,
other
yeah.
people, too, and understand their way of life. So, hopefully that they will all do well on their test. And I know it's probably hard. Is it different this year?
This is a brand new test.
Is this Common Core or whatever? Is that part
of
that?
Yeah, it's what it's testing on, yeah.
I don't know too much about that Common Core, so I won't even talk about it. But there are articles in the Rapid City Journal. Sometimes somebody will put a paragraph or two in there and say, well, this tells you what you should teach. But it's up to you how you teach it, as long as you teach that.
Yeah, it's definitely
controversial.
A bunch of people have different opinions on it. So,
well, I'm not going to...
When it comes down to it, everybody wants what's best for each of the students.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
they're learning each day.
Yes, every day. Every day they learn. And I think we have our school is like a family. We have a small school, and we only like if we have when we have meetings, we only have people like how many people? 20, not even over 30.
Yeah, the staff.
Like that, yeah,
small staff. We're all really close.
We all help each other. And, so it's fun, and it's
fun. Like the kindergarten teacher's birthday yesterday, Laura,
yeah.
she wore a crown around.
Yeah.
And that was, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
something that's nice in a small family.
Yep.
So happy birthday, Laura.
Yeah. If you're listening, Laura, happy birthday. What else can we say before we leave here?
Springtime is coming, and great things are happening.
What are your plans for the like 6 weeks from today? You're gonna be doing something. Summer, you're gonna work somewhere, or
I plan to be around as much as possible.
Yeah. Okay.
We are trying to get the ball rolling on a school and community garden over at Wounded Knee as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to be around and take a couple days off after the school year. It's been it's a lot of work, but yeah, the kids are around, everybody's around, so it'll be nice to check out a lot of the area too and explore the Badlands. And so,
have you been to say like all these what in Black Hills, like have you been to like Deadwood
I haven't been to Deadwood.
Crazy Horse.
I've been to the Crazy Horse Monument,
That
was really neat.
Badlands.
The Badlands and through. Yeah. Actually we went that day collected the tobacco. We took a trip into the Badlands and the people there were really great.
Yeah.
Unexpected field trip in, and the park ranger showed us around and everything, and we were able to drive in, and the kids really enjoyed that too. We were able to learn some of the geology, so
you know, that was I learned something there that if you want to, like, if you're listening and you want to take your children for like a field trip or something, they have really good facilities at Cedar Pass.
Yeah, the little museum and the video they played for us. They put on a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were really accommodating, and it was neat. I didn't know that was there. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a video, like AJ said, and it's a nice place, too. It's like...
Yeah, right to the entrance.
It is a theater.
Yeah, yeah, it was really nice.
And they have a nice place. It's a good place. Good place to visit. Okay, well, thank you for coming, AJ, and hope you come again. Maybe next week we'll come and share some more news.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Lloyd for opening the door, and thank Kitty Radio, too.
Yeah, thank you, Brian, for having me once again. Thank you, Lloyd, and everyone here at Kili. It is always a pleasure and much enjoyed.
Doksha ke.
Doksha ke.